time to talk sport now with Catherine Murphy. Catherine, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's start with cricket because Australia's recovered from the loss to India with a win over Pakistan at the World Cup.
They have indeed, Fran, and that was a win by 41 runs. And in great news for cricket fans, David Warner was back to his absolute best. He top scored with 107, and Fran, he really enjoyed it. He did his typical leap in the air. He kissed the Australian logo on his helmet. It's his first century since that ban. And it's like all is forgotten now, Fran, since that century, I do believe. So he looked absolutely ecstatic to be back scoring a century for Australia. Of course, that helped Australia to their total of 307. Now, Pakistan threatened to chase that down. They imploded early, but they definitely made Australia sweat. But at the end of the day, Australia with a really important win because it puts them equal top of the standings with New Zealand. But the Kiwis do have a game in hand, but still a really positive result for Australia and for David Warner in particular.
Okay. In the AFL, Dusty Martin will captain the Richmond side tonight against Adelaide. There's been some injuries at Richmond.
Yes, more injuries, Fran, at Richmond. So this is an announcement that will make Richmond Tigers fans smile, though, because Dusty, you know it, Fran. So I don't even know what the comparison would be at the Sydney Swans if you're down to your fifth captain. But Dustin Martin, it has a cult following. He, of course, won the Brownlow Medal in 2017 when they won the Premiership. He's famous for that fend-off. Now, the bad news is, of course, that Dusty is captaining the side for the first time because Shane Edwards and Trent Cotchin are missing out due to hamstring issues. Now, the Trent Cotchin injury is especially worrying because he's only been back for two games following a 7-week layoff for that same hamstring injury. And this has been a real problem for Richmond. Jack Riewoldt, another captain this year, only came back for one game and then had to go back to the injury, back to rehab with that knee injury. They have had an absolute nightmare, Richmond. But if you want one upside, one reason to make you smile as a Richmond fan this morning, I think everyone will look forward to seeing Dusty Martin, who's very quiet and does his talking on the field. It will be great to see how he leads, Fran.
It will be indeed. And just briefly, Chris Froome ruled out of the Tour de France after a very serious crash.
Yeah, really serious crash, Fran. So he crashed into a wall at about 60 kilometres in an hour in a warm-up event, and he's managed to fracture his right femur, his elbow and his ribs, and he lost control of the bike when he was trying to blow his nose. So that's a very dangerous thing to do when you're cycling at that speed. So he was airlifted to hospital, so ruled out of the Tour de France, the four-time champion.
Gee, that's bad luck and a terrible list of injuries by the sounds of it. Catherine, thank you. More sports news at 7:30.
Thank you. Chat to you then.
And it's time to talk sport again with ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Fran.
We talked cricket earlier and Australia's defeat of Pakistan by 41 runs at the World Cup. David Warner cracked the ton and he's talked about his return after the famous, infamous, really, ball tampering ban. Warner said he couldn't get out of bed as he feared he'd never play for his country again. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, Fran. And as you'll know, he hasn't spoken about this before. So he's taken a very different approach. And whether that came from Australian cricket hierarchy, who wanted him to stay quiet until now, or he chose that himself. But we know that Steve Smith and Cameron Bancroft, of course, did very high profile interviews that dominated headlines. But David Warner said he chose until now to leave it to speak. He didn't want to speak earlier in the tournament. And I think we're hearing from him now, because as you say, he's cracked a ton, he celebrated, it looked like it meant so much to him when he achieved that. And he, like you say, he's saying he couldn't get out of bed, really thought he may not play for his country again. He's credited his wife with getting him out of bed and getting him back into training so that he would be ready when he returned from that ban. He didn't talk a lot about the incident itself. He said all that he wanted to say in that initial and famous press conference, of course, at the time, he commented about the booing and the hostility that he and the team were experiencing. He said it didn't bother him at all. It's actually egging them on to score more runs. So we hope that remains the case, Fran. So really it feels like the end of that chapter and now that he's spoken out.
Yes, well, we'll see about that. Whether he doesn't want to talk about it doesn't mean others won't, I suppose. Catherine, the Matildas face Brazil early tomorrow morning, very early tomorrow morning, but looks like Claire Pockenhorn won't recover from injury in time to play.
That's right, Fran. It looks like she won't recover from her hamstring tightness. So yet to make a decision, of course. But in better news, Lisa Devana and Caitlin Ford looks like they will line up. So Lisa Devana suffered a corky and Caitlin Ford suffered that very detailed sporting medical term. She copped a knock. She looks like she will be fine, which is great news for the Matildas because you can't underestimate the importance of this match and set your alarm for 2 a.m. tonight or early tomorrow morning, depending on what way you want to look at it. So Australia and Brazil have a huge rivalry. If you look at their head-to-head, Australia have 9 wins, Brazil has 8. There's 1 draw between the sides. It's incredibly close. Of course, Australia lost to Brazil in the quarterfinal of the 2016 Olympics. It was nil all at full time. Brazil won in a penalty shootout, but Australia knocked Brazil out of the World Cup in 2015. So these teams have an incredible rivalry. Get your coffee machine ready. Dusty Martin captaining Richmond, and at 2 a.m., stay up until 2 to watch the Matildas is my advice.
Catherine Murphy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy.